Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking, and this is part three of a seven-part series. The topic we're dealing with is topic number three, having a mindset of always thinking kingdom. The Lord will at times give a vision into our spirit to explain a situation more clearly of what he is wanting us to understand about a spiritual thing. We see this in Peter's vision in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 to 16. The vision God gave me was further to increase my understanding, as it did with Peter as well. In the vision, I saw a rectangular room, and in the middle of the room was a large, rough wooden table, that sort of table you would find in an old English pub. The table was rough and not pleasant to the eyes, but very solid. In the middle of the table was a large silver platter or plate, covered with lots of food, and at one end of the table it was covered in darkness, with the rest of the table being fully lit. Around the table walked many men who represented leaders, ministers, pastors of all Christian denominations, all looking at the table and also at the food, but no one would sit down to eat. Finally, a small man dressed in poor clothing sat down to eat. As he sat down, a silver platter of food appeared in front of him, together with a cup of wine. He had the impression to look down towards the end that was in darkness, only to see the darkness go and to see Jesus sitting there quietly smiling at him, but saying nothing. Slowly, one by one, the men sat down to eat from the table, and the same thing happened to them, a plate of food, a cup of wine, and Jesus appearing and smiling at them. Finally, there was only one man left standing and walking around the table, while all the other men had now seated. He was very well dressed in fine, expensive clothes that indicated his very high position in a major religious denomination. Eventually, he also sat down and the same experience as the rest. When he sat down, the darkness was completely removed from the end of the table and Jesus could be fully seen by everyone. And Jesus said, "Now I'll tell you what I want. Let me now expand on that vision that God gave me." The first point, the table was a table of humility and was prepared by the Lord for the men that were there. The second point, Jesus sat at one end of the table, hidden from the eyes of all men until they sat down of their own free will, at which time he revealed himself to them. The others were not able to see him at this point in time. What Jesus was doing was waiting for everyone to sit down so he could tell them what he wanted. But while the people were still walking around the table, they didn't want to conform to what Jesus wanted. As each person humbled themselves to accept the condition of the table, their pride was broken. And you have to understand the table was fairly ugly and not a nice table to sit down to. The last person to sit down to the table was the leader in fine expensive clothes, who thought that the table was far beneath his dignity and office position of God to sit down at. He required a very fine made table that would reflect his importance. When all sat down at the table, Jesus then finally revealed himself to everybody, now that he had their full attention, and then Jesus said, "Now I'll tell you what I want." Every one of the men were leaders in the body of Christ with certain denominations, doing their own thing and not listening to what the Lord wanted them to do for him. Only when they humbled themselves could Jesus finally reveal himself to the point where they were ready to listen to him. They were single thinking and not kingdom thinking. This vision that God gave me made it very clear to me as I got the revelation of it. These men and these leaders were doing their own thing. And Jesus said, basically, "Come to the table of humility, and then I'll reveal myself to you." But while they were walking around and not sitting down at the table of humility, God could not reveal himself to them properly. And this is one of the problems in the body of Christ, that many ministers of the gospel and leaders are doing their own thing, rather than coming together as one family, as a network, and working together to build the kingdom of God here on the earth. The world has found out by networking together they can achieve a lot of things. It is time for the body of Christ to network together to build the kingdom of God. That means joining hands together. That means using our talents and abilities to serve each other and to serve God's kingdom. God does not want us to have single thinking, in other words, self or building my own kingdom here on the earth. God wants us to think like Christ and to think about building his kingdom on the earth, that is God's kingdom on the earth. The body of Christ must work together to do this. And when this happens, when we all think in the one direction of building God's kingdom, then the Holy Spirit can communicate what he wants to every pastor or leader at the same time. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this part three. Part four is coming next. It's called The Ministry of John the Baptist. Thank you and God bless.